Ches Mem Aleph, about halfway down the page. Uman denafkele meroshay, my time will nafkele megedilin. So, if Gedilin teaches me Esed Cholos Haseh, then Rosh could teach me Esed Cholos Haseh Vaseh. Nidrash the Rosh the Lav Haseh. If you don't use Sitzes to teach me Esed Cholos Haseh, then I say Rosh is teaching me only Ketiv Esed Cholos Haseh alone. I don't know Esed Cholos Haseh Vaseh. So he says, uses it for Rabbah's Rosh, the Rabbah Rami. Rabbi asked the Sir, "Ksiv al tzitzit hakanof psil." So we darshan tzitzit hakanof. The tzitzit are the extension of the kanof. Darshan mimin hakanof he psil. So the tzitzit, the psil, which is the extension of the kanof. So it has to be the same thing as the kanof, the same min. And the pasuk also says, "Ksiv sar pishim yaftov gdim tasa luchah." Lo silver shot is semes pishim yaftov gdim tasa luchah. So we darshan Semer Pishtim Yachtov Gidlam Tatsalucho together make Gidlam out of Semer Pishtim. The Masha Davka Mehem Aseh Gidlam only from Semer Pishtim. And here it says you can make it from the Min of the Konov. So how Kate's out? Semer Pishtim Poitin Be Meminah Ben Shalom Meminah Ahani Yasmichus. The fact that the Torah puts Dilim next to the word Semer Pishtim to tell me that it's called Smichus. The Yabbos Koychon Shepoitrin Avshal B'Minut. So that gives them a extra status that Semer Pishtim sits as work in any garment. Can Semer Talos Shal Pishtim Oshal Meshi? You can put wool sitzes in the talus of Pishtim if you don't have any other sitzes to make. All you have sitzes which are made out of wool. You have a garment made out of pishtin. You could put sitzes in. You could put wool sitzes in. It's not the same min. Doesn't bother me. It's shatnez. Also doesn't bother me. What about wool and silk? Also good. The pishtin b'shal tzemra meshi. Habo sharminim. But other types of materials. Ein perchin ele b'minon. Ken mashim b'minon. Kenov yi apsil. But all the other types of tzitzes only work if they're for the same min as the garment. Okay, so now so I just told you that Tzemer Upishtim work in any garment, even in the garment which sits Shatnez. So I know that's the Chalosa say from this Pasuk. See, why do you need a Mitzvah to teach me that's the Chalosa say? No. So the Rosh, Hashta, Ilav the Meshimin and Miroshay, Tesay, the Mitzvah, Doch Ilav the Kofa. Without the Pasuk of Mitzvah, then Lohabi Makminan lay Kroah the Gedilim, the Chidrava Mamish. I would not have understood the Pasuk of Gedilim the way Rava does Halacha Lamaisa, that Semer works even in the garment of Pishtin, and Pishtin works even in the garment of Semer. I would not have understood that. Because I, without the pasuk of Esed Cholos Haseh by Mitzvah, I would have said yes. These tzemer pishtim work in any type of garments, but not when it's shatnez. I don't know if I had to do shatnez, so I would have darshan kidiyuka the rava, el kidiyuka the rava, tzemer le tzemer, ula meshi. Tzemer can be used for tzemer or for meshi or for katan, etc. Avol the pishtin law, you cannot put tzemer in a bag of a pishtin, not because it doesn't work out, it sits, because there's a problem, because you can't be doyachid alive. And I don't know Esed Cholos Haseh yet. And the same thing, pishtin will work for pishtin, pishtin will work for meshi. Dolom yistaber the meimer the Esed Cholos Haseh kiman the motzinan the ukme the chil yukad the rava. So without the pasuk of Mitzvah to teach me Esed Cholos Haseh, I just have the pasuk by tzitzis, I wouldn't assume Esed Cholos Haseh. I would assume it's teaching me this yesod, that the tzitzis made out of Tzemer Pishtim have an elevated status, they can work in other types of garments, but it's not. I'm not allowing shatnez. Now that I know by Mitzvah that Esed Cholos Haseh. Oh, so then I understand that my sense is also Esed Cholos Haseh. That's how this Mandamra learns. Abul Hasha, the Goli Krua, the Esi, the Mitzera, Dachi, Lav, the Kafa. Abul Gav, the Mine, Lo Yafin, and Baalma. Ikil Mivrach, Mala, Lav, the Kafa, Shena, Shabba, Bako. Shena, Noy, Benoshim. Now, maybe I could argue, like the Moor is going to say, that the reason why Esi of Mitzera is Zarecha, the Lav, the Kafa, the Lav, the Kafa has a leniency in it. It doesn't apply to women, which is extraordinary. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Kedushin there are only three lavin. All lavin apply to women except for three: the issur of being makif, the cutting the payas, shaving the beard, and the issur of a female daughter of a kohen. There's a lot of them in Tamil and Mesa. Every other lavin in the Torah applies to men and women equally. So if the Torah wrote Esed HaKalos, let's say by a scenario of a lav, which is a more lenient lav, it only applies to men, I would not learn off from there to any other lav in the Torah. But now that I see such a concept by Mitzorah, so I understand the Pasuk Gedilim Tassel L'chob, it tells me Tzemer Pishtin, that Tzemer works in any garment, that means even Pishtin. I cannot learn from Mitzorah directly. I cannot learn out from the Tzarev everywhere else. Because I could, any leave I'm going to make, I could ask, but now that I see such a concept in the Torah of Esedach Losase, albeit a weaker Losase, now to get to the Pasuk of Tzitzis, it tells me Tzemer Pishtin work in any garment. I understand it means any garment, even in the situation of shatness. And the Pasuk is telling me that Esed HaKalos says say over there as well. So, but without the Pasuk of Mitzorah, I never would have thought that. So I need the Pasuk of Mitzorah to teach me Esed HaKalos says say conceptually. And then the Pasuk of Tzitzis teaches me even further. Without the Pasuk of Mitzorah, I never would assume the Pasuk of Tzitzis means Esed HaKalos says say. Okay. That's that Mandamra. The other Mandamra says, no. The Pasuk of Tzitzis teaches me Esed HaKalos says say. So what's the Pasuk by Mitzorah? Esed HaKalos says say, Ve'aseh. Oh, that's a whole new Kiddush. I know what Esed HaKalos says say from Tzitzis. So we have two opinions. One opinion says you can learn out. You learn Esed HaKalos HaSeh from Tzitzis. The Pasuk of Mitzorah teaches me Esed HaKalos HaSeh with an Aseh also. One says no. But that the Pasuk of Tzitzis does not teach me Esed HaKalos HaSeh. I only know Esed HaKalos HaSeh from the Pasuk of Mitzorah, and I do not know Esed HaKalos HaSeh v'Aseh. What's the Pasuk of Tzitzis for? Rabbis Din. Okay, now, so we're left with the following situation. That a Nazir who comes to Mitzorah, who has an Alois Hasei and Asei, he's an Asei of Gadol Pera, he has an Alois Hasei of Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosher, he has no solution. Because you're telling me the Pasuk of Rosher teaches me Esther Doicha Lois Hasei, and the Asei of Mitzorah is Doicha the Lava of Hakaf. Alois Hasei Vasei, I don't know. So a Nazir who comes to Mitzorah is stuck. What do we do with that? What about him? The high town is a tumor. Right? So seven lines up, the end of the line. The mapik l'rosho l'lav greater. So he learns out from the pasuk of rosho, just a simple lo so say. Mitzara is deicha hakafa. So now, dasi asay b'docha es lo so say v'asay. That the essay of Mitzorah can be darker than the Lois essay of Nazir. How does he know that? Now, the Morris says we know that the Loch is the Maisa that it does is darker, and the Mitzorah Nazir becomes a Mitzorah does have a solution. We have a Mishnah says that, but where does it come from? Not from Rosho. So the answer is Nafkele Mizkano. Pasuk says, "Yigalach is called Saroi, Es Roshoi Ves Zakano." So just like we say, "Es Kol Saroi" means everything. So Rosho is extra. Zakano is also extra. All of his hair includes his hair and his beard. So why does he have to write Zakano? So Rosha teaches me that the essay of material is the love of cutting the pace. What does the Kano teach me? That the essay of material is doicha, even a lo essay of assay. The Tanya is the Kano matamalimer. What does the Kano teach me? The fish and emmer, upaskan om lo yigalech. Yochel of kain mitzarei kain. Tamalimer is the Kano. Now the pasuk is not teaching me directly to Nazir, it's teaching me to a case of a kohen. That the essay is the Losa Sebase. Where's the Losa Sebase? It says by Kahanim Pasukonam Lo Yigalechu, and it also says Kedoshim Yiyu. So by kohen we have and Losa Sebase, and still the essay of Mitzara is the Losa Sebase. So similarly, the essay of Mitzara is the Losa Sebase of Nazir. Okay, now Zotimoro. Great. So Ma the Mapik lay the Roshoy La Se Velosa Se. Let me scono. He tells me Esagolosa Se I know from Sitzes. Rosha teaches me the essay of Matsara is the Losa Se of Nozer. Scono teaches me the essay of Matsara is the Losa Se of cutting the beard of a kohen. So I already know it's the Chalos say from the Pasuk of Skana. Why didn't he rush to teach me that? Okay. So we now have two Pesukim teaching me as the Chalos say about say. You don't need both. So the Mora says, Zameich, let me ask you a different question. The Karmelon Baalim, we have a general rule. Then in general, an essay is not doicha lo sasei ba'asei. So leidav mekayin. So why do we learn from the pasuk of Kanoi that the essay mitzvah is doicha the lo sasei ba'asei of a kayin, of cutting his beard? The kayin has a lo sasei and a say not to cut his beard in a way which is also. But the essay mitzvah is doicha that. He is able to do that. So we see essay doicha lo sasei ba'asei. So why do we learn from Kayin to everywhere else that it is doicha? We know that in general the rule is essay is not doicha lo sasei ba'asei. The answer is Kayin, it has certain chumras, but in certain sense Kayin is a weaker love. It's a very limited love. It applies only to Kahana. So yes, the Torah wrote by Kayin essay doicha lo sasei ba'asei. That won't teach me a general law which applies to all of Klal Yisrael, that their essay is the Chalos Hasei Va'asei. So now you cannot learn out from Kayin to anywhere else. So the more, you know what? You can't even learn out from Kayin to Nazir. Nazir be Kayin, Nami lo yav, Shekin lav, Shein Hashem ha-Bakro. So even though Nazir, in a certain sense, is a limited law, only applies to Nazirim. But on the other hand, any person can be a Nazir. So in that sense, it is a more universal law. So Kayin, which is a very, very limited law, only applies to Kahanim. The Torah allows Esseh being Dechol Losa Sevasei. That's Zekonoi. But I would not learn out from there to Mitzar being Dechol Nazir. So you need to pass it by Nazir. Now, the Mora's next question is, okay, if you write Sekono, I would not know Rosho. If you write Sekono by the Isra of the Kahuna, I wouldn't know Nazir. But if I write Nazir, I know Kayin. So why don't you Rosho and Sekono? You answered, just writing Sekono won't teach me Rosho. Sekono is teaching me the Kohanim shaving his beard. Nazir Kayin shaving his beard. Essay of Nazir is like Allah says, "Save, I say of the Kohen not shaving his beard." That wouldn't teach me a case of a Nazir who's a Mitzara. Mitzara is a Nazir, so I need Rosha to teach me that. Fine, just write that. Let me learn Kuna from that. A man the Mukim Lahai Rosha Ben Nazir, is teaching me a mitzvah who's a nazir, and the essay of mitzvah is the loy sasei vasei of nazir. What do you do with zakana? Why? I don't need zakana for that. I can learn out from nazir to kayin. Okay. Well, says you're right. He does not learn zakana to teach me etz the cholos hasei basay of kayin. He learns it out from those mitzara knows. So what do you do with zakana? Lechidatanya. Zakana miborla lechidatanya. Paskan am lo yigalecha. Yachalav kain mitzari kain. The Torah says there's an iser of cutting the pasukana of the kain. I would think that's true. Even the kain becomes a mitzari. Tamalimer zakana. So teaches me zakana that it is the. Now, Yochel Af Gilchel B'Misrayim Yehechayev. That this issue of cutting the beard is even with the scissors. Maybe they should also be chayev. Tamar Lomer says a different pasuk. Lo Sashki is Eis B'Hasganecho. Says Dafka Hashkos. So cutting with a scissors. So cutting with the scissors is not being mashed because it doesn't remove it totally. So Morris says, okay, Eloi Sashkis Yachol Likten B'Malakin Rehit Nichayev. Based on just the pasuk of the Sashkis alone, I would think that it's Lav Dafka with a razor. Anything which makes Hashchos, plucking with the tweezers, that's a Malakin. Or using a Rehitni, which where Rashi learns in Makkos is a carpenter's plane. So it's the same thing as a razor, but it's not the normal way to use it. It's not what a person normally uses to shave his face. I would think chai. Tamar lomer paskan amol yigalechu. Ezer gilosh yesh bashchos abir mezeg tar. So. Excuse me. Okay, so what's hashchasa, which means it's a very close cut, but also it's called giluch, means it's a process which is the normal process of how to do it. That's a razor. Now, so far, that's Russia, it's nothing to do with that. Our kasha was, we haven't answered our question yet. We have, there's another step still. Let's repeat the question. We're saying that this Manamra learns out from Rosho to tell me that the essay of Mitzara is the lois essay and essay of another. So now I ask the question, what needs Kano for? So Kano tells me to teach me that the essay of Mitzara is the Isser of a Kayan, which is the lois essay of essay. I know that from Rosho, it's essay of the lois of essay. So that was the worst question. The worst answer is, oh, it teaches me Kayan. I know that. That's my question, but why do you need a puzzle for Kayan? How do you answer the question? The answer is the more it says, how do I know that the mitzvah of Giluch of Mitzvah is with a tar? Because I see from this pasuk that the issur of cutting the beard is with a tar. I see from this pasuk that a kohen, we're allowing him to do that when he's a mitzvah. Must be, well, if you can fulfill the mitzvah of Mitzvah without using a razor, so what do you need to the Chalitza say for? Do it with the scissors, which is mutter. Obviously, we know the must be the mitzvah of mitzvah is to do it, but the afka with a tar. So it comes out that I don't know the loch of tar by Mitzurah. In the pasuk psukim of Mitzurah, I learn out the from the pasuk written, which says Kano, which teaches me that he can do it even in the scenario of a kayin. And I know by the issur of cutting a beard is only with a tar. Now I know that the mitzvah of giluach by Mitzurah is with a tar. And from Rosh, I wouldn't know this, because the issur of cutting the hair of the head is not limited to a tar. That's even by scissors. So the discussion of the essay of Mitzurah being derech of the issur of the cutting the hair of the head is even with the scissors is also. So I don't know that the Mitzurah requires dafka tar. But from the pasuk of Zekano with the beard, that teaches me that he has to be done with the tar.
We had mentioned earlier that there are, you know, was mineral or cream or something that would remove all the hair down to the skin. Which would, one would think would be Pashasa. And also that it is a fairly regular matter.
Right, so this, but it's not called Giluach. Giluach means it's a process of cutting.
Okay.
It's eliminating, but
so Sam is doesn't have the Isser, but you wouldn't be Mekai in the midst of Mitzaro with using the Sam, using the cream. There's a Mechalik to be showing him in Giluach is the main point Derech, or is the main point razor? And the more I was learning it out from, because like the Mekirsa says that the point of Giluach, how do I see these other things? Because they're not the Derech. And that, so Giluach, when the Torah uses the word Giluach, it means a normal fashion. So the normal fashion, the way a person would cut their beard was with a razor. So it's a Giluach which has Hashchas. If the situation would change and you would create a different type of thing which creates hashchasa and it's normal, but also be also. So some service says, according to the Mukhi Yosef, using the shaver would be in a siddur rice because it's a close cut and it's normal. So the issue is not simply razor, the issue is whatever is normal. Nowadays we've created a normalcy with something else which gives you hashchasa, which gives you a cut down to the face. So it means the rice. Other Rishonim learn it specifically, it has to be a razor. So the electric shaver is not a razor. It uses a scissors motion. So it's not using a razor motion. It's using a razor type of cut. It's using a scissors type of cut. Then the question is, you know, when they discuss, you know, what shavers you're allowed to use, the issue is, are we concerned that some of the shavers actually do a razor's type of cut? Some of the foil head ones, that there's little holes in it, but the foil is so thin that edge of the metal is sharp enough to cut the hair without even it works with the scissors motion. There's a thing that goes back and forth, but theoretically it's sharp enough to cut without the scissors. So how do you know you're not cutting, that you're using the scissors part, maybe you're using the razor part? Really, it's like a razor. Right, so some of those are more problematic. And even the, you know, your the Norelco tripper headers, those type of things, there's a blade inside which is very sharp. So yes, it works, it uses the scissors motion, it moves around, catches the hair between the two it cuts it, so it's like a scissors. But how do you know that thing is not sharp enough and cut on its own? So that's where you'll get a list of what are permitted shavers and what are not permitted shavers, because they're all trying to address this issue. According to some sofer, there's no such discussion, there's no such thing by definition.
There's no issue addressed.
Every shaver is also, according to him. Right. So the Chafetz Chaim actually passes like the some cipher. Chazanish held like that also. That's why Bnei Brak, they don't use shavers, they use cream. The Bnei Brakers, to meet him, you know, from the Sar, from the Chazanish, they use cream because of that issue. Okay. Ramesh has a strong chivalry paskin, it's not like that. He paskins that a shaver is not intrinsically usur, but then you have to figure, you have to make sure that your shaver uses a scissors motion and not a razor. So I think America is standing on the on Ramesh's chuva.
And then saying to them, "Oh, what are you doing it?" That cream is pretty awful stuff.
Nowadays, you know, having a beard is not so out of style, so it's not so bad.
No, having stubble is in style.
What?
Having stubble is in style, so you can use a trimmer.
Right.
That deliberately leaves cowboy look a little bit.
Yep.
A visible amount.
Okay, so the Gemara. Let's finish off the two dots. So it's one of these gemaras, like the back and forth. We have two opinions. They have two psukim, and what do you do with this pasuk? What do you do with that pasuk? This, you know, well, how do you know this? Oh, that pasuk. Oh, so what do you do with that pasuk? You know, it's like that. One of those gemaras. You need a chart. Ma'ad ma'api le'lahai roshay le'lav greido. So Russia teaches me essay derech lo shesevakov, a regular love. Okay. What does the Kano teach me, according to him? That essay derech lo shesevasei of the Kayan. The Mabgal of the High Russia, the Love Grade, along with the Mitzvah of Russia, along with the Mitzvah of Kano. So, why do we need the next step? Just take right Sukkonoi, which is a losa seva say, and then I can work backwards and I say Kal v'chomer to just a losa say by itself. So more answers. Mashma. The mitzvah lav greido. Mashma mitzvah losa seva say. Now, the Torah writes the issue of a person cutting his beard twice. It writes it by Parshas Kedoshim, by all of Klai Yisrael. It writes it in Parshas Emor by the Kohanim. We learn one from the other. Because one place it says Giluach, one place it says Hashchasa. In Kedoshim it just says Losashkis. In Emor it says Lo Yigalechu. So we say you need Giluach, which has a shkasa, they learn one from the other. Gzeir Shav. But by the Kohen who cuts his shave, who takes off his beard in the way of Isser, Giluach, which has a shkasa, is over a lois asay and an asay. Because in that parasha, the Torah writes, Kedoshim yiyu, the Kohanim should be Kaddish. As an asay, the Kohanim should keep these mitzvahs. So he has a lois asay and asay. The pasuk by Yisrael only has a lois asay. So Torah wrote Zekana. So Zekana can mean the Zekana of Yisrael and tell me Esther the Cholos Hasei. The pasuk of Zekana can mean the Zaken of Akayim, which is the Cholos Hasei Vasei. Now, if I have two options, and I don't know which one it means, I have no right to teach me. It's even tell me Esther the Cholos Hasei Vasei. Maybe it's referring to the Yisrael, which only the Lois said. So I have no right to say the bigger Kiddush if I can use it for the smaller Kiddush. So at this point in time, if I wouldn't have Rosh, you're asking, what do you need Rosh for? And Zkano, just write Zkano. As the Lois say, and Mela, no, as the Lois say. Morris says, no. If I just write Zkano, I assume it's referring to the case of the beard of Yisrael. It was only a Lois say. The only reason why I say it's referring to even the, that of a Kayim, which Allah says about say, is only once they have the Pasuk of Rosh, which he's master of the Chalos say. So then Zakana was extra to tell me even Allah says about say. Okay. Now, the Gemara. So once I have both options, how to understand the pasuk? The whether it's referring to a case of a lo sasei by itself or a lo sasei by sasei, both options are true. So once I have rosho, okay. This is just going to go through all the range and what they're for. One second, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. The more that's part of the more is. Morris question. The pasuk says that a Matsara cuts the beard. Any Matsara, even the Matsara of a Kayan. So Zakanov alone would include Yisrael and Kayan. So from Zakanov alone, I don't need Rosher anymore. Because in Zakanov alone, I see that it's Derech HaLoisa said by Yisrael, which is Shava Bakal, or more Shava Bakal than my Kayan. It applies to any Yisrael. And Zorach of the Lord says, I say, I'm a Kayan. I see both from his Kano. So what do you need Rosho for? Just learn from his Kano. So Morris says, no, Kayan. Now, the next step is Sidarsh and Rosho. So Morris says, Kayan, Nozal Lo Yolov, Shekain Yeshu Mishaylo. Nozim Mekran Lo Yolov, Shekain Lav, Shein Hashem Bako. Anyone who won't get the Isser are for the Nafim. Mishum Kedamoran. Now, Kedamoran is not fair. Where the Kedamoran is, it means back in the Sethes Yevamos. I cannot learn out from those that everywhere else that this is what they about to say, because Nazar is Yeshta B'Shela. So it's a weaker, it's an Isser which is, theoretically can be removed through Hataras and Bezdin. That's a weaker love. And I say, so I'm not going to learn out from Esther the Holos to say from here to anywhere else in the Torah. Okay. So the pasuk of Skano, its purpose is not just to teach me So now the more is assuming, okay, now once I know Kayan, I can learn out from Kayan to Nozo automatically, so I don't need Rosho. More says, no. I need Rosho to teach me, once, you're right, once I have Skana, which teaches me the, let's just say, of cutting the beard of Yisrael, I know the, let's just say, of cutting the hair of the head of Yisrael also, the payas. So what's Rosh to teach me? Nozer. Why can't I learn on Nozer from Kayan? I really can't learn on Nozer from Kayan. Because Kayan is weaker, that it's Enesheva Bakal. And Nozer is weaker, that it's Yester B'Shela. To learn out from Kayan and Nozer to anywhere else, I can't learn out either, because both of them have some elements of being unique. like the Gemara says in Yevamos. Okay. Fine. No. So the assay of Mitzara is a strong assay, but it's up against either the we're putting it up against the Isser of Baltashkis, which is a not Baltashkis, but the Isser of Lo Yigalech Ubakayan, which is Enishab Bakal, Tzolim Bakahanim, or against the mitzvah of the Isser of another cutting his hair, which is Yeshua B'Shelem. So each one of those.
So even though there's no weakness in Mitzvah, because there's weakness in what we're using Mitzvah to be.
Doicha, so maybe I cannot learn out. So now both of those are Asay and Alois Asay.
Right, it's a reflection back.
I see Asay is Doicha Alois Asay Asay when it's a weaker Alois Asay Asay.
Yes.
What about Asay Doicha Alois Asay when it's not a weak.
Right.
Let's say about say when it's not weak. No, I can't learn it out. So, and that's what we had before. Loyal say the let's say about say the halacha is that an essay is not doicha. Let's say about say in general. Essay is not doicha. Let's say about say. I overhear it as being doicha. They're weaker. Right. Let's see the rush for tomorrow.
Gotcha.